This program has reached out to every single Republican presidential candidate. None of them want to come here. None of them want to answer us. None of them want to answer our questions. Now ask yourself, why might that be? I am a fighter. Unstoppable. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. More than 200 years ago, President and Founding Father John Adams said that America's Constitution was, quote, made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. This wasn't just John Adams using some flowery rhetoric. Adams was exactly right. Because the American system of government rests on a bedrock of ordered liberty. The basic idea of America is entrusting the masses with liberty, confident that they'll use that liberty to do more good than bad, and equally, if not more importantly so, trusting that the masses will preserve liberty for future generations. You know, rather than snatching it away in the name of safety or public health. Our system doesn't require that people be perfect. No, of course not. We still have our system of checks and balances for a reason. But fundamentally, the American project requires a fundamentally virtuous people in order to work. And to say the least, this project is in danger, grave danger, and not just because of a few tyrants in Washington. No, there's a lot of evil lurking all over America. You can see it in the trans poison that pops up in our kids' schools. You can see it in our popular movies and music and TV shows and websites and a whole lot more. It's everywhere. And yes, you can see it in the popularity of full-blown Satanism. People don't take Satan very seriously these days. People joke a lot about Satan. Millions of so-called Christians will deny that Satan even exists. Well, they're wrong, dead wrong. And by the way, it doesn't matter if you believe in Satan or not. Because Satan doesn't need people's belief to ensnare them and damn them. A major satanic summit was just held recently at a Marriott hotel in Boston. I mean, for hundreds of years, Boston was a vibrant Christian city. Fast forward to today, it hosts satanic assemblies. The attendees at this big Satan con did activities like chanting Hail Satan and ripping up Bibles. They held blasphemous unbaptism ceremonies to try to reject and blot out God's offer of salvation to them. In Pennsylvania, a federal judge just ruled that a school district that allows Christian clubs now has to also tolerate an after-school Satan club. The good news is this Satan club is probably a joke. It's just a stunt by atheists to try to ridicule Christians. But as we said, it doesn't matter if it's a joke or not. It doesn't matter if their Satan worship is earnest or not. For their souls and their fate in the hereafter, it's real no matter what. Sean Foyt is a Christian singer and author and the founder and organizer of several major worship rallies across America right now, including Let Us Worship, Hold the Line, and Burn 24/7. His most recent campaign is Kingdom to the Capitol, a plan to hold prayer rallies at all 50 U.S. state capitol buildings to bring God back to where he belongs, right at the very center of American civic life. And Sean joins us now. Thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me on.
Yeah, full-blown satanic worship, Satan con, Satan clubs in our schools. What's happening in our country?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're seeing the total unveiling of this demonic realm, this demonic spirit. As you had mentioned, a lot of people don't think it's real. They don't think it's happening. It's always been there, but there's this emboldenment right now in this season to where it's just full-blown in your face.
What's fueling that emboldenment? What do you suppose is igniting the fire, the flame?
Well, my honest opinion is I feel like that, you know, the enemy always pushes his hardest, his darkest, his most intense, right before something awesome is about to happen. There's always this huge push, this huge surge of evil because we're on the precipice of something. And I believe we're on the precipice of a great revival in America. And I'm not just saying that out of wishful thinking. I have been to more cities across our nation in the last 3 years than any of your guests have been to. By far, we've seen thousands of people, including this last weekend in three capital cities. We saw thousands gathered in Wisconsin, thousands in Illinois, thousands in Indiana. And actually in Indiana, we all went inside of the Capitol and worshiped. And so we're seeing a move of God right now that's picking up steam across America. And the enemy is Satan, and his forces are very, very angry and agitated and upset and trying everything they can do to intimidate Christians, to dishearten Americans, to discourage people. And so, you know, when you look at SatanCon, when you look at, you know, the gathering in Boston, you look at the Satan clubs in schools, you look at the Grammy show, and you look at the 5 minutes of full-blown Satan orgy worship. These are all indications that he's running scared, you know, because God is about to move in our country like we've never seen before.
Yeah. What is the biggest enemy for Satan? What do you think the biggest weapon, the most effective weapon against Satan and his minions are?
The biggest weapon is Christians who know who they are, and a church that knows what it is and what it's here for. You know, talks about it in the book of Matthew, Jesus told Peter, you know, on this rock I'll build my church, my ecclesia, which ecclesia means ruling body government, and the gates of hell will not prevail. If the church understands that it has the authority to bind and loose, which is what we see in Matthew 16, and it's not just a Christian nice club, it's not a seeker-friendly environment, it's not a place for a concert and to just get along, but it's actually a place of authority, that is what freaks out the enemy.
Yeah. So many people who profess to be Christians or call themselves Christians, they go to church every Sunday. What I have seen, at least, is the majority of them view Christianity as this requirement that you're some sort of a soft, you know, apathetic, you know, very complacent, non-fighting, you know, couch praying, go to church every Sunday type of Christian. This has, in my opinion, led to the decline of Christian activism in this country, which has allowed the enemy to make forward advances. Do you agree with that?
I think, you rarely see revival. You rarely see a church awaken in times of prosperity. And I think, that we've been in a time of prosperity and relative peace in America. We haven't had to push back. We haven't had to flex our spiritual muscles, you know, so to speak. However, we're coming to a season where the government is aggressively targeting Christians, where the FBI is targeting pro-life believers. I mean, going to their house and taking, like, ripping them away from their children's arms just because they're pro-life. We're seeing the aggressive assault on gender. We're seeing, like, we are actually in a season right now where we have to use our spiritual muscles. And I believe this is going to awaken the church just like it has in prior seasons. I believe a great awakening is coming, but it's going to require us to actually like live out our faith. It's not no more behind closed doors. We're just trying to get along, to go along. No, it is time for the church to rise up and be the light and be the hope and be the truth in a season of massive dysfunction and massive darkness.
Yeah, what times are we in right now? I mean, well, let me ask you, first of all, personally, are you one that believes in the rapture?
You know, I believe that we're in the midst right now of, people talk about the end times, and they're like, are we in the end times? I don't know. And I'm kind of like, I do a lot of work in the underground church across the world. They would say, we've been in the end times for a long time. I mean, we've been hunted and persecuted and hanged and beheaded. And, you know, these are in Islamic countries. I mean, this is something we're living in. I feel like now we're just starting to realize, hey, this battle's raging. I think we're in the middle of this crazy season right now. And so I my focus, I'm definitely a hopeful end times guy because I know the end of the story. But my focus Amen. And belief is that we're going to have to go through hardship. And we are right now. It's 2023. Christians are hated. They're maligned. They're persecuted. I mean, in America, they are. I mean, I was the number one COVID violator in 28 states. 28 states, I was the number one COVID violator, according to the governor's list, simply because I wanted to worship God outside. Like, that's the kind of season we're living in, the animosity and the hatred towards Christianity and anybody that believes in God. I mean, if this is not the end times, I don't know what is.
You saw people that were arrested on January 6th or shortly thereafter for literally just praying on the Capitol steps. You went inside of a Capitol building to worship. Surprised that you haven't been labeled an insurrectionist at this point. You're going to be going all over the place. And this is what I meant about complacent and apathetic Christians, right? We want to encourage Christians to actually get out, like to mobilize, to help to move the ball for Christ, right? And that winning isn't like beating a liberal, because we don't even believe in that construct. Winning isn't like winning an election, because we don't believe that elections are real anyways, the entire system is fake and rigged, and is actually doing the bidding, in our opinion, of Satan right now. But get out and move the ball by leading people to the cross, showing people about their salvation, reminding them what God commands us to do, to pick up the sword and fight, to walk with Jesus, to be more Jesus and Christ-like every single day that you possibly can. So how can people get involved with what you're doing? Where should they go? What website can they find information on? What are your upcoming dates?
Yeah, I mean, this is a great opportunity as we go state to state for people to gather together, stand on the steps of their Capitol, say, we're here, the church is rising up, we're not going to back down, we're not going to be pushed into a corner, we're going to worship. And almost every Capitol we go to, we have to fight for that permit. You know, they welcome drag queen story hour and LGBTQ stuff. The moment Christians want to come and pray, you know, they're like, yeah. But the thing is that we're fighting and we're winning. And we're advancing, and its momentum's growing. And so that you can go to kingdomtothecapitol.com. That's capital with an O, kingdomtothecapitol.com. You can also go to lettuceworship.us to find out the next cities we're going to. I can tell you right now that the upcoming cities this year, June 9th, we're going to be in Richmond, Virginia. June 10th, we're going to be in Maryland. June 11th, we're going to be in Delaware. And then a few weeks later, on the 30th of June, we're going to be in New Jersey, Trenton, July 1st, Albany, New York. I expect that's going to be one of our biggest events, I think, of the whole year is going to be in Albany, New York, July 1st, July 2nd in Connecticut, Hartford, Connecticut. And so we have all of our dates up there. We've done 12 capitals so far. They've been phenomenal. We've actually seen legislative change take place after we've been there, which is what we've been praying for. And so we have 38 to go. We're not going to do all of those this year. We're going to do probably about 26, 27, and 23, and then we'll finish the rest in 24. And we're going to work into the purple states, the toss-up states. We're going to do those closer till the election in November. So we would love for you guys to be there. This is an amazing practical opportunity for you in each state to rise up and join us.
Yeah. We have to do that now more than ever. We have to return to a country where we put our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, where we put God at the center of everything that we are doing. He wants to blow up all of the lies. He wants us to shine light on these lies. He wants to expose the people who are doing the bidding. We're seeing people manifest, demons manifesting physically in the streets. We saw that after the Roe decision. We're going to see a lot more of that in the times upcoming, because if you think that we have seen tough times and trials and tribulations right now, I believe that we're in for a whole lot more. But the good news is, just like Sean said, we know how the book ends. We know how the story ends. You have to be an optimistic Christian. You have to go out and fight in his name. You have to give him the glory every single day. Don't forget to look back to see where the beautiful sound is coming from in your music. Don't forget to look up to see where the beautiful light is coming from as you use it as a beacon of exposure to put these demonic Satanists on blast right out in front of the wide open. And then try to lead them to their salvation by introducing them to Jesus. Everything that you're doing is great. And we really appreciate you being here and making the time for us today. Go get those tour dates, everybody, and locations, and make sure that you're there. Sean Foyt, God bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Look around at what's going on right now. Banks are collapsing all over the place, and then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. They say taxpayers won't pay. They say that other banks will pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? They'll probably raise your bank fees like they always do. And if the Fed steps in, you'll likely also be paying an inflation tax. In times like this, storing all of your money in a bank may be very risky, as we have seen. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Protect your wealth with gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now. Call 855-706-GOLD to learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Call GoldCo today, 855-706-GOLD.
For the first time in a millennia, a famine of biblical proportion is hitting the earth, and it's by design. War has created scarcity. Fertilizer production has been wiped out.
The price of fertilizer is up 128%.
Food processing plants are exploding. Herds of cows are being massacred and buried.
This is a very abnormal event.
The Great Reset demons have created the crisis, but a generation of great resistors following King Jesus have the solution.
HeavensHarvest.com. Get there right now.
Prepare for the worst by trusting the best. HeavensHarvest.com has a delicious plan to conquer starvation. It's real food, high quality, tastes great.
It's actually really good.
Trust Heaven's Harvest today. Order food for the year and a bucket of heirloom seeds. Affordable, available, ready for the fight ahead. HeavensHarvest.com.
FilterSuck.com is the leading manufacturer in filterless air purification systems, whether you're dealing with pollen or mold or dust, shedding from your pet, or vaccinated neighbors' mRNA spike protein shedding. FilterSuck.com has solutions for every scenario, at home, at work, or on the go. Breathe with confidence. Don't let your air suck. Rest well knowing that your home is protected 24/7, so now you can get a unit for your home or a portable unit for on-the-go travel. That's FilterSuck.com. Use promo code STU for 10% off when you go to FilterSuck.com. Welcome back. My single favorite moment in the history of this entire show so far was when this show played a direct role in rescuing baby Cyrus from the medical kidnappers who tried to snatch him away from his parents. As you may recall, without any real justification at all, St. Luke's Hospital in Idaho cited the danger of malnutrition as a justification to seize baby Cyrus as a prelude to funneling him into the human trafficking system, sometimes known as the foster care system. Well, thanks to pressure from so many of you, tens of thousands of you who watch or listen to this show, who sent messages to St. Luke's or called them, or literally went and stood physically with the Bundy clan outside of that hospital, thanks to all of you, we were able to successfully get baby Cyrus returned to his parents. Of course, one of our chief allies in that fight was Ammon Bundy, previously the leader of the successful wildlife refuge takeover in 2016. Well, sadly, this baby Cyrus saga is not over. Unable to handle their defeat, St. Luke's Hospital recently sued both Ammon Bundy and baby Cyrus's grandfather for their roles in last year's events. This lawsuit claims that the two of them acted to defame St. Luke's and demanded payments totaling $300,000. St. Luke's hired Holland & Hart, that's one of the biggest law firms in Idaho, to barrage the two of them with threatening letters to try to intimidate them. Ammon Bundy represents himself pro se in court, a fact that Holland and Hart have deliberately exploited, of course, by blooding him with literally tens of thousands of pages of documents. It's impossible for one pro se litigant to process that much paperwork. For that matter, it's impossible for any lone lawyer to process that. That kind of paperwork can only be handled by someone who has an entire law firm at their beck and call. Well, in response, Ammon Bundy decided on an unusual legal strategy. He decided to just ignore the case and let it default against him, then pay the resulting fee against himself, since he anticipated that doing that would still be cheaper than having to hire an extortionate law firm. But rather than let the case actually default, with Ammon Bundy paying off St. Luke's to resolve the case, the judge overseeing the case, Judge Lynn Norton, has allowed the plaintiff to repeatedly amend their case against Bundy. So far, Bundy says the case against him has been raised from a tough but manageable $300,000 to a whopping $7.5 million. And it gets even crazier than that, if you can imagine that even being possible. On April 18th, Judge Lynn Norton issued an arrest warrant for Ammon Bundy to be arrested on the grounds of contempt of court, transforming a civil lawsuit into a criminal case. You see, this isn't about punishing any crimes or any defamation. No, this is about vengeance for protecting a young boy from abductors and allowing him to stay with his family. It's disgusting. Ammon Bundy joins us now. Ammon, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here. So you're a fugitive and you're being protected in Idaho. Who's protecting you now?
Just neighbors and friends who see through what's happening and just can see and understand the injustice. And they're not going to allow them to just throw me in jail and abuse me.
This is like an eerily reminiscent repeat of something that you've been through previously in your life. This is the fake, out of control, completely rogue criminal justice system being weaponized to attack a critically thinking, independent, freedom-loving, liberty-loving American.
Yeah, they're afraid of people that actually can, you know, speak and influence people and help them understand the truth. This is just simply about them wrongfully taking a baby from a good and loving, caring family and me standing up and saying no and kind of uniting people and getting that baby back along with many people like you. It's just retaliation, and they're using the law and the courts to do it.
Yeah, the audience of this show is growing daily. Obviously, we have a lot of new listeners here and viewers on the program, but I mean, we're rolling some of the footage right now. I mean, this is what happened. This is the police physically ripping this baby away from his mother. I mean, these are cops that are acting as stormtroopers. They're a Gestapo on behalf of a, you know, system of trafficking. I mean, this is nothing more than child trafficking. The definition of trafficking, as cited in These Little Ones by Baby Cyrus's grandfather, is when you remove a child from their parents for the purpose of profiting. And when you do that, it becomes, by definition, human trafficking. You know, this case, obviously, in the natural Ammon Bundy, it's awesome that Baby Cyrus is back with his parents. But now you're talking about a $7.5 million outcome and a possible arrest. How does this end?
Well, believe it or not, we've actually appealed a petition to the federal courts to try to check and balance what's going on down in the state court, Ada County courts, because it's just atrocious. There is no justice. There is nothing. It's just who can put more money directing, you know, all the motions and all the documents. Who can just pummel the court with the most documents wins. And I don't believe that that's justice. And so we're appealing to the federal courts to try to and hope a check and balance these lower courts, because ultimately what this is it's an attack on free speech.
Yeah. What do you think about law enforcement in your area there? I mean, so you're doing right now exactly what Donald Trump should have done with this fake sham prosecution out of New York, which is say, no, I'm not complying with an unjust system that's politically targeting me. And so how do you think this ends? I mean, are they going to come there physically? Are they going to arm up? Are they going to, you know, outnumber the people that are there protecting you? I mean, could this end dangerously?
It could. We hope it doesn't. You know, I've seen this before, and if the people will stay resolved, then I believe that we will be able to help people understand what's really going on here and put the political pressure in the right direction, and they'll back away from this. If they don't, then, you know, who knows what's going to pan out. I just hope that something, you know, logical here and just happens so that we can get through this without anything happening that puts us in danger.
Are the cops there now?
No, I've actually been in communication with the sheriff. He's like, look, you know, he sees what's going on. He sees how St. Luke's and the attorneys have weaponized the courts. He sees that. He's just in a really hard position because the judge has ordered him to do something. And so he's like, we're going to be very patient here. We're going to try to work through this. And hopefully some of these mechanisms that we're working on will bring a peaceful resolution.
When the infrastructure or the moral upstanding or the moral backbone of the criminal justice system snaps and breaks down, the buck stops with the enforcer of that system, which is the sheriff. I mean, couldn't he just say, no, we're not going to honor this arrest warrant. We're not going to act on this.
He actually did say no, and St. Luke sued him, and the county was like,
wait, how can St. Luke sue the sheriff for not enforcing a criminal warrant?
Well, they did it through the Idaho Supreme Court through a writ of mandamus. And then the county was like, we can't afford St. Luke's coming after us. They're this monster, you know, billion-dollar empire, and we can't handle the legal costs that it'll take to defend ourselves. And so they told the sheriff, you've got to do what they tell you to do. And the sheriff started to do that. And then we stood, and my neighbor stood and said, look, you're just not going to do this. And so that's when he backed away, and he's kind of in this area where, look, you know, they're not letting me do it. And so he's kind of saying, well, I'm going to be patient with this and allow this to work itself out.
How do you think it works itself out? I mean, the warrant's not going to just go away unless the judge rescinds it. It's going to stand. The pressure is going to increase. So how does it just go away?
Well, first of all, the federal courts, we hope we're appealing to the federal courts and they could take jurisdiction from this. This is ultimately a civil rights matter. It's also abuse of the courts. And as you know, Diego doesn't live in Idaho, so the federal court should take this up. And so that's one thing. And if they do, let's hopefully we can get some sense here, because there's, you know, there's the federal courts don't like when they just get buried with documents and all the things that have happened here. So there's that. But then there's also just the political power of the people. I've seen it happen many, many times when the people just stand up and say, look, you're not going to do this to them. And then they always work it out through some mechanism on their own to let it to alleviate the matter and move on. And I believe that that could happen and absolutely should happen.
Well, that's the only amicable outcome for all sides. This Holland and Hart, this is a huge law firm, one of the largest in Idaho. Obviously, they have, you know, endless resources at their availability. What do you know about this law firm?
Well, they are one of the largest and most powerful law firms in the Western United States. And I know that St. Luke's has given them a blank check to just go after, you know, Diego and I at any expense. And so, which is, you know, really a fraud upon the people of Idaho, because they donate and they get most of their money from tax dollars, both federal and state. And now they're taking these hundreds of thousands of dollars, pumping it into a bulldog law firm to try to crush their political enemies, when the people that donate believe that they're donating to help a child or to help a family. So, you know, that's what's happening. And St. Luke's has just completely gone mad.
Ammon mentioned Diego. For those of you that don't know, Diego Rodriguez is Baby Cyrus's grandfather, who's also been sued by this St. Luke's hospital system via Holland and Hart. I don't know the specifics of his case, and I don't know if you really want to talk about the lawsuit, because it's open, and I'm sure there's going to be all kinds of discovery and things like that. But $300,000 for defamation is what they're suing for. We mentioned that this is an incredibly powerful, you know, hospital system in this medical industrial complex with endless resources, billions and billions of dollars at their disposal. $300,000, is this really about the money for them?
No, not at all. In fact, they said, well, we're going to sue them for $300,000 and then we'll just give it to a charity. And they were, you know, trying to play on the people's feelings. But then, you know, the judge wouldn't default, because I never, you know, participated in it strategically. She wouldn't default. And now St. Luke's has amended the complaint four times, as you said, and now the lawsuit's at $7.5 million, with over $500,000 legal fee already built up. And somehow they inched out a civil arrest warrant and trying to put me in jail. And so it's not about money. In fact, Stu, I've said many times, look, St. Luke's, I really don't want to fight you. I just want to move on. You can have everything I own. I'll even take the cash out of my safe. You can take whatever I own. I'll rebuild. But you can't take my liberty. And you can't take my voice. And that's not good enough. They want everything. They want all that I own, plus me in jail and me silenced completely.
Wow. What kind of a country are we living in when this kind of thing is happening? How can the people help you, Ammon Bundy?
Well, you know, we have, you know, I'm just trying to get people to join peoplesrights.org and get, you know, connected to each other. I mean, I've seen it happen. Like, I didn't know what else to do other than just make a stand. And I didn't know if my neighbors would stand with me or not, but they did. And they were connected with each other because of people's rights. And so it's very powerful. It's not necessarily for me, it's for everybody. And so I'm encouraging people to go to peoplesrights.org. To get connected with their neighbor, get organized, because I believe that this is just going to keep happening more and more. And it's going to be neighbors standing together and saying no, that's going to bring some type of sense and some type of security to us.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. We have to get organized right now. We say it every day. We live under the empire of lies. We live under a fake representative government, an illusion of a two-party system. Everybody's focused on the shiny object, which is these, you know, federal U.S., you know, House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate and the presidency and the White House and the Supreme Court, when really what's happening is slowly city by city, county by county, state by state, we're being infiltrated by authoritarians who will crush you, who will steal your kids, who will traffic your kids. We're seeing it in our schools where they will take your kids and without your consent or even without your knowledge, mutilate your kids with hormone surgeries and treatments and irreversible, nasty, gross sexualization of children. There's porn in our schools. We need to get organized right now. Peoplesrights.org. Again, peoplesrights.org. Go there right now. You better start talking to your neighbors. Everybody out there that's listening and viewing right now, you better start talking to your neighbors. Go down the street. Find like-minded people. Talk about what's going to happen when this happens to you. Because if they can come for Ammon Bundy, if they can come for Tucker Carlson, if they can come for Donald Trump, what the hell makes you think that you or your kids are safe in today's America? Until we have a real leader in this country who's willing to put his foot down and end this federal bureaucracy that has been weaponized completely, and then go into states and allow federal resources to actually assist states in propelling and propping up good constitutional sheriffs, good attorneys general, good states executives. Until we organize, we're never going to win. And we have to do that. Ammon Bundy, thank you so much for being here. We support you 100%.
Amen, brother. Thank you.
As someone who goes to battle every day with the demonic deep state, as someone who's constantly researching and trying to get information to you, booking interviews, scheduling huge projects like documentaries like Died Suddenly, obviously energy is an issue. Sometimes you have no afternoon energy. Sometimes your mood is affected. So I started taking Newtopia. I felt a noticeable improvement in my ability to focus and or remember important things once I started using Newtopia. I noticed a boost in my cognitive performance, my energy levels, my mood. Since I began taking Newtopia, I've been able to power through challenging tasks and distractions and manage more projects than ever without rising stress levels, which is incredibly important in current times. Since incorporating Newtopia into my routine, I articulate my thoughts more clearly. So why is Newtopia the best? They have developed a highly effective nootropics specifically designed to unlock your brain's maximum focus and concentration and creativity. Personalize your pack for your unique neurochemistry, choosing from 9 breakthrough brain formulas, formulas designed to help with a range of mental and emotional issues. Go to Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. Again, Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. If you want big discounts, use promo code Stu Peters when you go to Newtopia.com/Stu Peters.
You survived the first pandemic, but the elite have more planned.
We don't just need more money for vaccines for children. We need more money to plan for the second pandemic. There's going to be another pandemic. We have to think ahead.
The enemy is packing every shot with mRNA nanopoison, decimating immune systems, putting millions at risk of vaccine-induced genocide. Trust, the medicine that killed COVID. Real supplements that saved families. Dr. Zelenko saved millions with his patented early treatment protocol and now has the shield against hidden viruses. The Z-Stack protocol is your family's best chance at defeating the next bioweapon attack. Fortify your immune system today with the Z-Stack from our friend, Dr. Zelenko. A one-pill formula taken twice a day. Everything you need to fight back against bioweapons. Z-Stack protocol. Stock up now. Be prepared. Stand ready. ZStackProtocol.com.
When all of this COVID tyranny began, one man saw early on what would happen if people didn't stand up for their God-given rights. Supporter and sponsor of this show, Christopher Key, took the school boards to demand that our kids be unmasked and free. He's leading the charge to take America back. He confronts corrupt corporations and fraud pharmacists through peaceful protests, providing supplements like IGF-1, and his pain and energy chips, and mobilizing activism to take down tyranny. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on upcoming activism and products to keep your loved ones safe. That's vaccine-police.com. Again, So it's not just viewers of this show. Everybody knows, millions of people across the planet, millions of people everywhere know now that the COVID pandemic was a power-grabbing fraud from the very beginning. But now here we are 3 years later, and even the authorities are being forced to admit it. On May 5th, the World Health Organization finally downgraded COVID, declaring that it's no longer a global emergency. So 3 years of tyranny and terror and misery and suffering for ordinary people, all for nothing. Except for a murderous money racketeering scam for the elites. Now, coincidentally, or perhaps not so coincidentally, on that very same May 5th, Russia and China's foreign ministers released their own press releases declaring their country's intentions to jointly promote international justice while bringing an end to American global hegemony. One part of the Russo-Chinese agenda, they say, was to strengthen their strategic communication and deepen cooperation in various fields. So, read between the lines here. What's happening is that Russia and China are making it more and more explicit that they are in an anti-American alliance together. The goals of the alliance will be to cooperate on spying and intelligence, cooperate on military support, perhaps by sharing tech or equipment, but ultimately to topple America's global economic supremacy by undermining the power of the dollar. Now, one day after this announcement, Russia followed up with some additional statements, counter-signaling the World Health Organization and all of these other fake United States puppet NGOs. Russia's statements openly accused the World Health Organization and American Big Pharma of world-scale corruption and criminal behavior. Neither of these stories, of course, are getting any attention in the U.S. lying, complicit, murderous media. No, they want you focused on other things. But meanwhile, the entire bedrock of American dominance is vanishing. We have all spent our entire lives in a world where America is by far the world's largest and strongest country. We've all spent our entire lives in a world where the U.S. dollar is the main means of exchange everywhere on Earth. We've all spent our entire lives where the word of the U.S. State Department might as well be law in other countries. Now this is all vanishing. Russia and China are teaming up to make it happen. And everyone is lying to you and pretending that things are just normal. Karen Kingston has been tracking this story very closely. She joins us now. Karen, what do you know about all of this China-Russia alliance and now these statements? I mean, even Russia is denouncing American Big Pharma, but we can't?
Yeah, it's alarming that the American people are not aware of the collaboration between Russia and China and their investigations, specifically Russians' investigations, into the U.S. government and into Big Pharma. And their understanding of U.S. law and the U.S. Corrupt big pharma medical industrial complex. So I think there's a couple of things. So a lot of people were wondering why Tedros ended the WHO pandemic on May 5th, and all the alternative media covered this, yet none of them covered the fact that Qin Gang and Sergei Lavrov, the ministers, the foreign ministries of China and Russia, spent days together in Gao, India, on behalf of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. That's SCO. That's China, Russia, India, Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, and a number of other Eastern European nations, right? And so, you know, could they have pressured, and I believe they could have, Tedros into saying enough is enough, end this? Because then the Chinese People of Republic of China put out a press statement, you know, stating enough is enough. We're not going to tolerate this, these power grabs. We're not going to tolerate the suppression of other nations. You know, and that was followed up then about with the Russian foreign minister, and he said, "Look, we are going to partner now with China to investigate what exactly happened at the WHO, how they certified the use of vaccines across nations around the world." Without doing proper safety regulation testing and getting that verification, how they made global mandates, and why they were working on behalf of these large American pharmaceutical companies. So, you know, it's interesting that nobody is covering this, and we are being interrogated by two global military powers. And what's also interesting is in that same statement from May 6th, from the Russian foreign minister, he states that China agreed to provide tangible resources to basically dismantle what is going on in the Ukraine.
What do you suppose that means exactly?
That means China is going to join Russia in this war that the United States is now aligned with Ukraine. So we are in World War III.
Well, I mean, I don't think that we're actually necessarily aligned with Ukraine or the Ukrainian people. As a matter of fact, we have launched a proxy war against Russia that is killing the Ukrainian people. We are the bad guys in all of this. The U.S. State Department is doing the bidding of Satan and his minions.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're in the Ukraine to cover up Obama, Biden, and Hillary Clinton's, you know, decades of biological warfare.
And corruption, yes, pedophilia, bribes, blackmail, all of that.
Bribes, money laundering, all of it. So that's what's going on. So that's why the United States is in the Ukraine, right? Because we're trying to cover up all of this corruption that's been going on and in international biological warfare. So, you know, I think it's important for people to look at alternative global news media. The thing with Lieutenant General Kirillov, when you go through his press briefings, what does he cite? He cites U.S. laws. He cites U.S. patents. He cites government contracts and the private sector. I mean, it's like reading one of my med legal analyses. He isn't making this stuff up, you know, and one of the patents that he brought up in one of his testimonies was this drone mosquito aerosol mosquito patent. It's called the mosquito toxic mosquito aerosol system. And I wasn't going to look into it, except yesterday you had Michael Yon on, right? So I just want people to understand that the U.S. has been leading the development of biological weapons. Yes, there is a lot of fingerprints from the Chinese Communist Party all over this as well, but they are using biological weapons on civilian populations here in the United States and globally. And I believe they're probably using them on those foreigners who are trying to enter the United States. So Michael Yon was saying people were itching. They had things like malaria, dengue fever, typhoid. Well, this aerosol system, it's called, I gotta read this to you. It is called the Toxic Mosquito Aerosol Release System. And this is what Lieutenant General Kirillov went over, because there were people in parts of Russia where there were mosquitoes and ticks that were foreign to that area, and people were coming down with these Crimean Congo fever and malaria, just like what we're seeing now at the border. So this system is a bioweapon. It's literally called the Toxic Mosquito Aerosol System. And this is what they say, and this is what Kirillov pointed out in his interview. The advantageous effects of the invention. Now, this sounds like a psycho infomercial. I'm going to read it verbatim. With the Toxic Mosquito Aerosol Release System, large masses of people can be immunized, or enemy troops can now be wiped out or rendered useless without having to risk endangering our own troops.
Get yours for only $9.99. Plus, if you order in the next 30 minutes, you could get an extra one free and free shipping.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. No, it goes on. The Toxic Mosquito, I'm reading this verbatim. The Toxic Aerosol Mosquito Aerosol Release System is extremely low cost and can easily accomplish what $1 billion in medical intervention or airstrikes cannot do. The mosquitoes in the Toxic Mosquito Aerosol System can be contaminated with various types of genetically altered bacteria to activate the immune response, or contaminated with toxic sickness agents depending on the objectives. For military purposes, the mosquitoes can be used to deliver an agent such as malaria to create sickness, or they can use much more toxic and highly contagious agents and viruses. A highly contagious virus could wipe out 100% of the enemy troops, because the ones that did not get bitten will contaminate their fellow soldiers. Mm. And in closing, when it comes down to the hell of war or the miraculous, beautiful technology of a mosquito, the choice will be easy to make. That's in the patent.
This isn't science fiction. This is being done. No. This is being used right now. Not by the bad guys in Russia or China. No, no, no. This is being used by your own murderous fake crime syndicate government.
Yeah. And this is what Lieutenant General Kirillov pointed out too. Since 2022, they've been trying to bring the United States in front of the UN to say, why are you using bioweapons? And the U.S. has been sarcastic, saying, just because we file patents for bioweapons, just because we produce them, doesn't mean we violated the Biological Weapons Convention. And this is in the patent. I want to read this to you, too. So the U.S. has been developing and deploying bioweapons on civilian populations, but they say they're not in violation of the international laws for biowarfare, because the 1972 biological weapons bans the production of microbial and other biological agents or toxins and their delivery. The treaty has been interpreted by the United States not to apply to biological agents or toxins themselves, but rather for certain purposes for which they may be employed or prohibited. Therefore, they are permitted purposes defined as prophylactic, protective, and other peaceful purposes. So they can't retain the quantities if there's no justification. So when they use toxic biological mosquitoes on a civilian population, they'll say they're immunizing them. When they use them on an enemy in war, they'll say it's a weapon. So if they take enemies hostage in a war crime and they want to execute them and inject them with a lethal injection, they'll call it a weapon.
Yeah.
if they want to execute civilians to depopulate them, they'll call it a vaccine for immunization. Do people understand what's going on here? And I am still shocked that there are no leaders on our side other than Naomi Wolf who will call these injections weapons of bio warfare and also state that Pfizer is criminally and civilly liable for what they have unleashed on the population.
Well, I mean, hold on a minute. We've been doing that from the very beginning over here.
No, you know, you guys have, but I'm saying from whoever is a consulting expert. I'm saying you have experts on your show. I don't want to name the names now. All the time, Stu, and people will not call these bioweapons.
Yep.
They will not. They'll call them gene therapies. They're not gene therapies. I know in the Moderna patents, but on even on Pfizer's websites today, they don't call them gene therapies. They call them gene editing technologies. And then they purport that they are therapies so they can get away with criminally experimenting on human civilians. That's why they call them therapies. Gene editing technology is always for the extinction of the human species. It has always been a bioweapon when used in humans. It has no other application. And we need attorney generals, we need state prosecutors, we need sheriffs to stop going along with the lie. What's happening is our country is like, it's like a spouse that had an affair. If they just keep saying the lie, they think they're never gonna get caught. You've been caught by Russia and China, and it is in our best interest to get leaders who are in powers of authority to say these are weapons of bio warfare.
Yeah.
They're devices that do not prevent infection, they do not protect against disease, and they cause harm, and they're being used to cause disease, disabilities, and death. They provide no immunity. By definition, they are a bioweapon. Do not let the U.S. government, military, and healthcare agencies continue to gaslight.
Not only have you been caught by Russia and China, the two people that you've employed our press to tell us are the world's boogeyman for the last, I don't know, 30 or 40 decades, but you have been caught by millions and millions of citizens around the world who now know exactly what this is. Millions of people who are waking up to the fact that you killed their mom, you killed their dad, their brother, their uncle, their sister by shoving them into the hospital, removing them from their families, and poisoning them with sedatives and toxic remdesivir and shoving tubes down their throat and killing them on life support ventilators. These are people who walked into the hospital under their own horsepower, scared to death because of the same criminal complicit media, BlackRock, Pfizer, Vanguard funded, Rothschild's banking system, central bank backed, Fox News channel. And by the way, look around the field of presidential candidates right now. You have Father Warp Speed, Mr. Vaccine top world salesman himself. This guy's not coming in to save our country. You have Ron DeSantis in Florida. Oh, I promised to launch an investigation against Big Pharma. That has gone absolutely nowhere because these same people still claim that there is some sort of a congressional immunity for liability from these big pharmaceutical companies when it has all been a scam. Plus, you have people like Dr. Robert Malone and Sasha Latipova running around and repeating the fact that this was a military medical countermeasure, a complete lie, a total psyop, a murderous psyop, as a matter of fact, that is leading people directly to their deaths as they think that we cannot hold Pfizer accountable. Pfizer is a very vulnerable giant who we can go after right freaking now. And then on the Democrat side, you have RFK Jr., another Kennedy seeking the presidency, who, by the way, still will not call this a weapon of biowarfare. Well, nobody is running in to save the ship. Nobody is running in here to save the world. Nobody is running into the White House to save America. It has to be done at the local level by organizing with your fellow neighbors and local patriots that are like-minded that, no, this is all a complete psyop. A murderous regime is targeting you and your children, and we will handle it no longer. Back in 60 seconds with more. Here's some news for gun owners that you may not know. Millions of concealed carrying gun owners have made a huge mistake with their holster. Sadly, their holster is so uncomfortable that they just stopped using it altogether, meaning that their quest to defend themselves or others fails at the start. That's why Vanish Holsters is quickly becoming one of the most popular holsters in America. Thousands of customers say it's the most comfortable holster that they've ever used. And when you get one, you'll never stop carrying. This holster also saves you money. That's because it fits 99% of all semi-auto handguns, works without a tactical belt, lets you carry in multiple positions, and carries two fully loaded magazines. And best of all, is that because you are a supporter of this show, you can get it for $50 off. Just go to vnsh.com/stew, vnsh.com/stew, to see if your gun will work with one of these Vanish holsters and activate your discount today. Normally $130, you'll get a steal of a show for the Stu Peters Show supporters. Go to vnsh.com/stew today to claim your $50 discount on Vanish holsters. We have a television program, and we can't tell you that we have a cure for anything. What we can tell you is that if you have a child who has a diagnosis of ADHD, and you're considering or you are currently administering ADHD medications, for example, Adderall or Ritalin or methylphenidate, if you are concerned about the potential long-term devastating effects from these neurotoxins that you're introducing to your child's brain, that it would be a really, 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 really good idea. We strongly recommend that you try CBD, all natural CBD derived from hemp, which comes from God's earth. Nobody can question the explosion in the popularity of CBD and its usage for a whole lot of things, including joint pain and muscle pain, ligament pain, relaxation, migraine, headaches, allergies, people with Parkinson's, ADHD. We would say that there's a large group of people who are finding extremely positive results by using CBD for their children to protect them from fake doctors who push poison down their throats. My CBD company is Curibl. That's spelled K-U-R-I-B-L. Curibl, K-U-R-I-B-L. It's a family-owned business based right here in my home state of Minnesota. I know one of the directors of Curibl. I happen to coach baseball with him. And all of the hemp is sourced from my home state right here in Minnesota. Plus, you get 20% off site-wide when you use the promo code STU at Curibl.com. So go there. Remember, we can't say that this is a cure for legal reasons. If you have a child with ADHD, try Curibl, K-U-R-I-B-L.com, for 20% off. Use promo code STU when you go to Curibl.com. Well, thanks to Joe Biden's so-called Inflation Reduction Act, which incidentally, of course, does absolutely nothing to reduce inflation, but does do a whole lot to inflate the government instead, the IRS is spending tens of billions of dollars on new agents. Yeah, at this very moment, the IRS is hiring special agents, paying them as much as $95,000 apiece, authorizing some of them to carry weapons and use deadly force in the name of confiscating Americans' wealth for the government. But according to Payman Motahedra, you don't have to be afraid of any of these agents. Payman operates Freedom Law School, and he claims that there's literally no legal requirement to pay any income taxes in the United States, and that you can avoid paying any of them at all as long as you follow the guide that he's created. He joins us now to discuss this in greater detail. Payman, thanks a lot for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Steve.
So does this apply to people who've filed for extensions and are waiting for that nasty bill to come in and that threatening letter that says, you owe us this or else?
The only ones by law as published due on U.S. government's official legal websites are citizens and residents of Washington, D.C., and federal workers and contractors. Everyone else on earth legally has no requirement to file and pay any federal income taxes, and payroll taxes also are done similarly with the same level of deception.
So a lot of people are going to watch this and they're going to go, okay, this guy's a scammer. This is a total hoax. He's going to get me thrown in jail. To them, you would say what?
I have not filed and paid any income tax for over 30 years.
You haven't personally filed or paid any income tax.
I haven't paid even $1 to the IRS for over 30 years. The IRS knows about me. They've never tried to put me in prison. They have tried to harass me. I have beaten them in their own IRS appeals office, U.S. tax court, and federal district court, and there were lawyers backing off of me. I got multiple victories against them at our website, freedomlawschool.org.
So now, obviously, I mean, you make these kinds of statements and you help people in this kind of way. Obviously, yeah. Your client base is growing rapidly. So all of these people that are coming to you over all of the years at Freedom Law School, none of them have been hemmed up, jammed up, gone to jail, none of that?
Well, I've had people that stayed with me and left. I've had a few cases of problems. I'm not perfect. I'm not God. I don't claim to be that. But for 30 years, the vast, vast, vast majority of people have been left alone or won. But guess what, Stu? The good news is the IRS now is not the same one that existed for decades before 2011, when the IRS started a deep decline in productivity, and they were just useless right now. They are literally falling apart like the Soviet Union. Forced collections are down by over 90%.
So why are they spending billions of dollars to add all of these agents and then giving them guns to go and use deadly force to confiscate Americans' assets?
Because the fact the IRS has about 80,000 employees and over half of them are eligible for retirement right now. So in the next 5-6 years, they'll be cut down to under 40,000. So they're hiring 8,700 per year for 10 years to make up for the loss and they're having. And most of them are not gun-carrying agents. That's what Fox News tells you to scare you. Vast majority of them are just simply clerks answering calls of filers who want to make payment arrangements.
Yeah, well, Fox News is fake. Everybody knows that. I mean, hundreds of thousands of people still standing in line in Arizona with just a very fraction of the vote in 2020. We remember what happened there. They called it for Joe Biden. Also, Fox News telling you about a contagious respiratory virus that requires you to wear a mask and go get a safe and effective vaccine. They're killers. They're murderers. They're paid off, you know, by Soros and Vanguard and BlackRock. I mean, the same people that fund every other network. So don't believe anything that Fox says. And by the way, beware of anybody that Fox News props up as a political candidate, for example.
All the networks are all completely corrupt.
They're all the same, exactly the same. They are state-run propaganda funneling machines.
That's right.
So, in fact, it's not illegal to not pay taxes. In fact, it's not illegal to not file taxes, but it's actually criminal for the government to ask you for them.
Well, it's not just the corona jab. There's no law requiring you as an American to get the jab. But millions of people
went and got it, yes, because of this fake mandate word. Yes, that's exactly right. There's no such thing as a legal mandate in this country. There's no such thing. So they used a psyop to program people into believing that they would be in so much damn trouble. They could even get thrown in a gulag if they didn't stay 6 feet away from the person in front of them at the grocery store who was wearing six masks. It's ridiculous.
That's right.
And the same thing
Most
with taxes.
People are so brainwashed. That's all it takes. You don't have to force them. You just got to deceive and convince them with the corrupt major media. And they do as they're told.
Yeah. We have a programmed country here. We've got about a minute left here. What do you want to tell people who are considering coming to you? Where should they go and what should they expect when they make contact with Freedom Law School?
We have a 7-step program to help people free themselves of IRS deception, robbery, and slavery now. They can do it for free on your own if you want completely. Or if you want assistance with a lifetime guarantee, they will back you up. You will not go to prison. IRS will not take $1 from you. We'll reimburse you if you lose 100% to a lifetime. It's all there at freedomlawschool.org. People just got to turnkey, educate, deprogram themselves of the lie, and they'll be free.
Freedomlawschool.org, freedomlawschool.org. So many millions and millions of people, I would bet, are going to come to you at the close of this interview. Payman Tejeda, thank you so much. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you for having me, Stu.
Did you know that over 50 million adults right here in the United States suffer with sleep issues every day? If that's you, you're not alone. Sleep is the cornerstone for better health. Plus, people can't properly combat stress and anxiety. These numbers are directly correlated to this one. 75% of Americans suffer a magnesium deficiency, which helps you to combat stress and get better sleep. Magnesium Breakthrough has the 7 most critical types of magnesium all in one pill. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Look around at what's going on right now. Banks are collapsing all over the place. And then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. They say taxpayers won't pay. They say that other banks will pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? They'll probably raise your bank fees like they always do. And if the Fed steps in, you'll likely also be paying an inflation tax. In times like this, storing all of your money in a bank may be very risky, as we have seen. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Protect your wealth with gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now. Call 855-706-GOLD to learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Call GoldCo today, 855-706-GOLD. Almost out of time for this evening. With the 15 seconds that I have remaining, I want to remind you, encourage you to please go and talk to members of your community, people at your church, the grocery store, in your neighborhood, like-minded individuals, and start getting organized. Truth, exposure, and accountability happens at our new time, 8 p.m. Eastern. That's when we will see you right here tomorrow as we continue uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. Until then, God bless you.